This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A mass of mostly young people celebrating Halloween in Seoul became trapped and crushed as a crowd surged into a narrow alley, killing at least 151 people, injuring 82 others in South Korea's worst disaster in years. Emergency workers and pedestrians desperately performed CPR on people lying on the streets after the crush. In the capital's nightlife district on Saturday night, those killed or hurt were mostly teens and people in their 20s, according to the chief of Seoul's fire district. Dead included 19 foreigners, he said, whose nationalities were not immediately released. The attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in their San Francisco home, has politicians from both political parties expressing outrage about the assault and Democrats decrying it. What they say is a rise in extremism in Republican ranks. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more details.
This is Gary Sinise, Vice President Kamala Harris, at a rally for Maryland Democrats in Baltimore. Some polls have been using the bully pulpit that they were given by the people in a way that is about the preservation of their personal power.
And she says to divide the country.
Promulgating hate.
Colorado. Candidate Joe O'Day also expressed concern that partisanship and polarization are tearing the country apart, adding Americans should worry because attacks like the one on Paul Pelosi are becoming more common. A new domestic intelligence assessment from the Department of Homeland Security warns extremists fueled by election falsehoods pose a heightened threat to the upcoming midterms. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. Russia says it will immediately suspend a UN-brokered grain export deal that has seen more than 9 million tons of grain exported from Ukraine and brought down global food prices. The Russian Defense Ministry cited an alleged Ukrainian drone attack Saturday against Russia's Black Sea Fleet ships moored off occupied Crimea as the reason for the move. Ukraine has denied the attack and said the Russians just mishandled their own weapons. The Russian declaration came a day after UN Chief Antonio Guterres urged Russia and Ukraine to renew the Green Deal. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky called the Russian move predictable, saying Russian delays have already backed up 176 grain ships at sea. Another Ukrainian official said Russia was starting a new World Hunger Games. Coca-Cola's sponsorship of the flagship UN climate conference known as COP27 sparked an online backlash. Broader concerns about corporate lobbying and influence. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Middle activists are criticizing the company for its outsized role contributing to plastic pollution and pointed to the deal as an example of corporate greenwash. Coca-Cola said its participation underscores its ambitious plans to cut its emissions and clean up plastic ocean trash. The COP27 talks aimed at limiting global temperature increases are set to begin next month in the Egyptian Red Sea resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police say two car bombs exploded at a busy junction in Somalia's capital near government offices, and there are scores of civilian casualties, including children. Saturday's attack comes 5 years after a massive blast at the same location killed hundreds. A volunteer at one hospital says at least 30 dead were taken there, most of them women. The attack in Mogadishu occurred a day when Somalia's president and other officials were meeting to discuss combating violent extremism, especially by the Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab group that often targets the capital. There's been no claim of responsibility, but the prime minister blamed Al-Shabaab by name. Recapping our top story, a mass of mostly young people celebrating Halloween in Seoul became trapped and crushed as a crowd surged into a narrow alley, killing at least 151 people. At least 82 others have been injured in South Korea's worst disaster in years, and it is expected that the death toll will in fact rise. There is more at VOANews.com. Again, VOANews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.